was lost, now I'm found. I'm sustained by the sound of the angels singing me to sleep while my feet are leaving the ground. Am I dead or am I dreaming instead? A cornucopia of opiates are flooding my head.
Hey. Hello there, this is Max.
Figured I'd apologize for not having everything recorded or everything edited for like the past 3 weeks now? No, 2 weeks. This is going to be going in front of our last week's podcast. Right now, we just recorded our, this week's podcast, so I'm on my way home now from that. But you're probably going to listen to the second one first, so. Yeah, I didn't get things done, and or didn't have internet to upload, so. You'll probably hear about it in the cast, because I do talk about it, but just as a forewarned, everything's backdated at the moment. So if you're looking at any more recent news, get to our recent one soon, or just go to another podcast, because we really don't talk about the news too much. I don't know. See ya.
All it takes is a spark to ignite my bad intentions and do what I do best for your heart. Don't be fooled, I was raised by the wolves. Now the moon hates the fools, so you know I won't play by the rules. I will die first.
What about the new singer?
Get back to the yearly.
Wait, what?
Yes.
Do the intro.
Oh, it's October 21st. It's Bob.
Max.
And we're off to F&M. I'm going to go a different route today.
Okay.
I'm just going to take 1583.
No worries. So what about this new standard rotation thing?
It's not really new. They're just going back to the yearly for the standard format.
So whatever gets printed in the year will be standard?
Well, no. From what it seems like, and I'm probably wrong because I don't play and pay attention to standard much.
Yeah.
Is...
bring up the news. Let me do that.
Instead of doing the rotation every time a new set comes out, they are going to wait until the fall of 2017 for the next rotation.
MTG standard.
And so, in essence, it's going to be 18 months between rotations. But when it rotates, each set from the previous year will rotate out.
Okay.
So instead of having like a 3 or 4 set standard, it's going to be between a 5 and a 7 set standard. So weird in this color. Not having driven it for like a month. Did you have to put gas in this thing?
No, because I finally, like, since Heavy Meta got a podcast tweet or whatever about their podcast, I went ahead and added to my feeds and listened to a couple today.
They're pretty good.
Yeah, they actually talk about Magic. But, they had mentioned it how since now all the sets are being so quick and that it's rotating off of 2-set formats, that by the time cards get into a set standard price, they're out of the format. Yeah.
Well, and that's what Wizards is complaining or catered to complaints about.
Yeah.
Because now cards will be good for a year. Or over a year.
Yeah. And now they have this new Frontiers format that they're trying to start up.
It's no. Wizards is not supporting it.
Oh, Wizards is not supporting it?
No, Wizards has nothing at stake. Haruya from Japan has stated this is the way that we're doing it.
Okay.
We're just trying this. I mean, do you know what it is?
Yeah, it's from M15 forward.
Yeah, but do you know what it is? I mean, pretty much the basis of the meta.
Extended.
No.
No, what?
Pod rotated out of standard, we still want to play Pod. Or Coco.
Okay. Yeah.
That's what it is. It's our collected company decks are no longer good. We're making a format where they're good.
Yeah. And now to see how those come back, like, yeah, that's fair. I do think that the meta could become just that.
It's pretty much what it is. It is the best deck. Somebody on Reddit did a run through of all the top decks from like 2 or 3 tournaments, and it's like, oh look, collected company, greatest percentage.
Yeah. That's when I kind of heard about it, that's like the first thought I did. I was like, oh, so
Do people just want to play Coco? Coco format? No Nick or Aaron tonight?
No Nick or Aaron.
And with the last podcast...
Yeah.
One, I don't know what the frick Pat's talking about. We're trying to...
The kilobits per second?
Yeah. I'll actively look into it when I get actually have some time. Well, probably when I go to re-edit this one. The only downside to that is I don't have internet at the moment.
Did you lose your net?
Yeah, for current moment, yes. So I don't know how well this is going to get uploaded.
Well, if you can...
Well, I can always swap it over to a USB.
So you can always bring it USBs and bring it to my house. So I got a 2 gig USB that I can keep tossing.
Yeah. I have a 64 gig.
Well, I've just used it. You can dedicate that 2 gig for until you get your internet back.
Yeah. I don't know, it may not be long, so...
Okay. Other than that, I have nothing to talk about, really, unless we want to go into SCG Milwaukee.
That's kind of what I was thinking we were going to talk about for most of the time. Have you figured out what you're going to be playing yet?
I mean, it's bad format, so I'm playing a bad deck.
Oh, for Modern?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am playing Naya aggro? My goal is, hopefully by like turn 3, I'll have him down to 8 or 9 hit points, and then I can just bolt him and Helix and Boros Charm him out of the game.
Okay.
That's my hope.
I mean, go for straight for the rush, that's pretty for sure.
It's like, first turn Nicodle, second turn 8 Lone Lion maybe, then go in, or into a Crozali Pride Mage, swing for 4 on turn 2.
Mm-hmm.
And just pretty much be able to go, and if, like, I'm running 4 main deck Boros Charms, because I hope I run into somebody who goes like, yeah, damnation, I'm like, Boros Charm. Like, Supreme Verdict, Boros Charm.
That's funny. I mean, that's a basic answer to any aggro deck. Is a Supreme Verdict, or a 4-mana board wipe.
Yeah. And then, for the game plan 2, that's where I need your Magus that I lent you.
Okay.
Because I have right now a Blood Moon and a Magus, but I want double Magus.
Okay.
Because a Magus can attack while a Blood Moon just stalls.
Yeah, but you do have to remember that Magus is a lot easier to kill than a Blood Moon.
I don't care. If they're going to be removing my Magus, they're not going to be hitting my Nikons. And my Tarmogoyfs. And all the other stuff that I'm playing.
This is fair. But yeah, I can... Again, obviously they're yours, so... Can't really say much on it.
And then, if I don't day 2 for Legacy, you still don't know what I'm playing.
You always don't know what you're playing. You usually just do the one you have built.
Yeah, which I don't even have anything built right now.
Really?
Nope, I took everything apart, organized my binder, and on Tuesday night, I was going to put a Legacy deck together to play, and Tuesday was just a day from hell at work. I just went home, I stopped, and I picked up a 12-pack of beer, and I went through 4 of them.
Oh.
Yeah, I was fucking livid. And it all happened in the last 10 minutes of the day.
Mm-hmm. It's usually how it happens.
We had been given the Elena line, it's pretty much been shut down. Because the tooling is over 30 years old. It's older than I am.
Uh-huh.
And they have refused to fix it or anything. Well, finally, when I was starting to put flame cans into shells, like, all I was doing was just mashing everything and destroying it. So I finally said, I'm done. I'm not putting this together until we get new tooling. So I had put, like, 6 or 7 pairs of flame cans into shells. And they sat for a month. Well, Scott and Larry came out and said, hey, we need to get at least something on the shelves. I said, well, we have 6 that can be done. Other than that, we need all new tooling the whole way through. So they're like, alright, well, finish these up. Get this going. So I do up 9 shells total I was able to get together. Scott tells me Monday afternoon we need 2 of them for a 190 and a 193. And that's all that he tells me. He doesn't give me any paperwork, just tells me that. And I say, well, give me the paperwork and I will be done. So, Tuesday morning, sitting on my desk is 2 pieces of paper saying for a 190 and a 190, or 190 and a 193.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's fine. So, Tuesday morning, do the 2 up, set them aside. Well,
we have different customers. We have one called American Champion Muffler. All of their mufflers have a 45-degree angle difference on their tailpin, and that's the only difference. And that's all in the same setup as everything. Well, Scott didn't tell me anything was for American Champion. Guess what the mufflers were for?
Yeah.
So as Kurt was getting ready to package them up Tuesday afternoon, he came over and he's like, these are for American Champion. I said, it's not on the paperwork. I didn't make it that way. So we put it in the fixture, and sure enough, it's not American Champion. So he goes, all right. Well, Scott comes out and goes, it's my fault. We'll have to make two more tomorrow morning.
Okay.
All right, that's fine. I'll make them tomorrow morning. Wednesday morning. I was already pissed because I pretty much spent all day doing them. Wednesday morning, go into work, remake the 190, or the 190, the 193. Scott had left an order for two 191s, which, and the only difference between all of these is the angle of the tailpipe and the configuration of the legs, how wide and short they are from each other. Okay, not a big deal. Wednesday afternoon, Matt comes over, our quality guy, and goes, all right, I just want to check these in the fixture, make sure they slide, pop in and out easy. So, I don't know what the fuck I did. I just forgot to move the center, the changing for the legs. And I made four 193s.
Huh.
I don't know how I forgot to change legs on everything.
How many things happen?
So pissed at myself for it. So, and I'm like, shit, fucking Larry knows about this now for sure.
Yeah.
So, yesterday, I went in and I cut a 193 apart and remade a 193. Cut apart the two 191s and made two 191s. Thursday afternoon, Matt comes over, tests the 193. Okay, it's fine. Grabs the 191s, comes over. Bob, the tailpipe's not fitting. What do you mean the tailpipe's not fitting? He goes, this is for American Champion. You made it for American Champion. Are you fucking kidding me? Why didn't Scott write it on goddamn paperwork again? So, yeah, I had to cut the tailpipes off this morning and remake them.
Oh, wow.
And re-put them in. Yeah, I was livid.
Yeah, well,
because Scott refuses to fill in customer.
Yep.
And like I told Larry, you gotta talk to Scott about making sure we know what customer these are for.
Yep.
I just spent 3 days doing 4 hours of pieces.
Yeah. Which, again, is not particularly your fault. It's someone else's, so a little bit better.
The second rework, cutting the legs and dog bones off and having to put them in, I accept the responsibility for that. I told Larry flat out that was my fault.
Yeah.
I don't know what I did.
But again, as long as you accept what is yours and know what's not yours and they understand that it's not your fault,
but then
there's not much to complain about.
Pretty much the rest of today, because we got the new tooling in to be able to get the plane cans into the Aleno shelf.
Uh-huh.
I was mashing them back down, resizing them to fit back in with the new tooling. And then this afternoon, I actually was starting to weld. I can show you pictures of the 1972 seam welder that I was using.
Mm.
Yeah, it has pure copper wheels that the energy pulses through.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of those frickin' wheels is like $1,400 by itself. Just because it's pure copper.
Yeah. I can see that.
Yeah, Larry was telling me about it last year when first time I ran him. He's like, yeah, this is a $1,400 wheel. Don't ever use metal hammer on it.
Oh, yeah. No, today we figured out that we put bad parts from our vendor on boards.
Ooh.
Our vendor mislabeled some parts and sent it to us.
Uh-oh.
So when we put it on our boards, it was the wrong part.
Uh-oh.
But I got a gold star because it's me that figured it out and not some engineer.
You got a gold star, so they're giving you like a $10 raise? Oh, no,
No, they're not.
You get a slap on the back and say, continue it up, you're making us money.
Yep. Well, that's until I ask about it. Like, hey... Because I do want to move up to, like, junior technician or something. I know I don't have the degree, but I know that they actually want me to do that type of stuff. They will.
Holy crap. I am stopping here to get gas.
Huh.
It's 10 cents cheaper.
Okay. But no, I got to spend my first 4 hours of the day figuring that shit out. Oh, this thing ain't working. I wonder why. Okay, we'll check the diodes. Oh, the diodes are incorrect.
so it wasn't that bad. I don't know. Oh, I know what else we can talk about.
What?
It's always me!
I mean, yeah, I think you could get out of this way.
Yeah, I know I can. Come on, it'll be kaboom. This thing, you can skid in it.
Let's play Spot the Mexican.
Okay, that actually is a Dodge. I thought it was an S10 for a second.
Still lowered with.
Oh yeah, it's
22s.
No, it's not on 22s. It's on standard rims, but it's just got wider tires.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you it is not the stock six-cylinder in there. That is probably like the 316 out of a Dodge, Ram, or like a Durango, like what we had before we had the track.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's a workhorse motor. Alright.
So, no, why would you consider that Smuggler's Copter cannot be viable in Painter?
You keep forgetting that Red White Painter is not an aggressive deck. It is not a combo deck. It is a prison deck.
Well, its prison pieces are
its prison pieces just happen to leave room for a combo finish.
Well, that's the thing, is the prison pieces are just Blood Moon, which doesn't affect everyone, and then Incinerary Ridge, which doesn't stop a combo deck. Which,
and
again,
Trinisphere in boards.
Trinisphere is in boards. Which I did switch up to a double Incinerary Ridge main. Just because I had
this
slot.
It's still prison.
Yeah.
You are not trying to let your opponent get to you. You are playing prison. You are not an aggressive deck.
Well, I'm not using... I'm more using... At minimal, I use Smuggler's Copter as a defense.
You have Incinerary Bridge to play defense.
Well, you can't always fight. And also, too, I can always get the card stuck in my hand.
And then that's why you should be playing more white for Swords to Plowshares, too. You're trying to play this all-in Painter that doesn't work well unless you're blue-red. Because then you have Force of Will and stuff to protect your combo.
I did finally beat Nick, though. With Painter. That was on the podcast I told him about, but...
I did listen to a little bit, but not much. Like I said, it's been a long week of not doing much. Burping up that Noodles & Co. is not good.
Yeah. Well, again, I haven't tried it yet, but... Because my mom hasn't brought any food home.
Yeah, I'll get your share, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'll probably get bored of noodles pretty quick.
I mean, they actually do have a decent selection of stuff.
Again, this was just a pressure test opening.
Well, it's just getting their name out.
Yeah.
We've trained these people. Are they going to be able to do the job? And are we actually going to have a clientele? Oh, shit, that's what I
got
to do tonight, too.
What?
Oh, either tonight or I got to talk to Jeremy tomorrow. Stop and get, like, a pack of water for the weekend.
That ain't hard to do.
So, remember in my sealed pool, how I had that pack foil Flash Hulk?
Not really.
The blue Gear Hulk?
Oh, Torrential Gear Hulk?
Yeah, Torrential Gear Hulk.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like $40 now.
Yep, because guess what? He broke the format.
He did?
Yeah.
Wow, he broke the Pro Tour?
Yeah, he was in every single blue deck, because of the ability to recast a spell for... 5 mana was
he's a 6 drop or 7 drop.
At flash speed.
Yeah, but he he's a snapcaster mage without the two man attacks.
Yeah, but also
you get him in an instant at flash speed.
Well, yeah, him in an instant at flash speed, but any instant could cost anything because you cast it without paying it.
Yeah, but you can't cast sorcery. I think you can hit sorceries.
It's instant. It's instant or sorcery.
Yeah, but you can't cast sorceries on your opponent's turn.
Yeah, still.
Yeah, so I got that. I gotta get rid of while it's nice and hot.
Yeah, well, again, it's gonna stay up there.
No, it's not. Cause people are still cracking three packs every week.
It's gonna stay up there for a little bit. Like, one, it's a foil, and number two, this Pro Tour just hit, and another Pro Tour won't hit till
January, I think, or January or February.
Like, the next constructed event, big constructed event, is not gonna hit for a while. So they're not gonna see where these control decks lead, because, of course, first week was in standard was all these red-white aggro decks to win the format.
Yeah, the vehicle decks.
Because beat down wins the format. Well, at the Pro Tour, listening over podcast, it was blue-black control versus blue-black control. Both apparently very hard decks to play unless you know what you're doing.
Yeah. Well, I can't remember the guy's name. Shuda Yosuke? The guy who won.
Yeah, I heard his name so many times I still forgot it.
Yeah. Apparently he's one of the masters of control, so it's not really surprising.
Yeah.
Somebody on Reddit did the many faces of him, and it showed the same face with different timestamps.
But yeah, that was a lot of people found that kind of cool. It was the top four were all control decks.
Oh wow! Well, yeah. I knew that they had like three or four were into the top eight for sure, but because last weekend, I actually watched a little bit of the Pro Tour, but not much because I just can't stand Wizards coverage. Oh my god, they're so bad at it.
Everyone hates Wizards coverage.
Oh my god, I like Marshall. I love some of the people who commentate, but. God, Wizards just can't fill dead time.
Yeah. But, no, speaking of a top eight, what do you think about this new top eight style? Where the seeds, where 7 and 8 play, then 7th and 8th, 6th and 5th will play, and 1st through 4th get a bye.
I don't like it.
And then they move up, you get byes until...
I don't like that. I want to see everybody play.
Yeah. Well, that and then again, like, as many people... Like, one, you can see that's a lot of coverage and all that, so back to the coverage factor.
Yeah.
And number two, when a good top eight could be left to tiebreakers...
That does not feel good.
And especially in 64-man formats, like, tiebreakers can get really thrown out of proportion.
And that's why I liked one guy's idea. Go to a top 16.
Yeah.
Because in that way, there's less reason for people to draw in.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Cut to a top 16 and fight it out from there.
Oh, that wouldn't be too bad. Unfortunately, Wizards probably won't listen to this podcast.
No. Well, it's not even just from this podcast. One guy on Reddit posted a complete breakdown on how to actually get more people to continue to play instead of scooping somebody who's in a better position already.
Mm-hmm. What was that? What are his views on it? No.
The main thing was instead of doing a top 8, do a top 16.
Yeah. That's probably one way. It's also more high-end coverage. But then again, you just open it more to...
Wizards.
Yeah.
Bad coverage, yeah.
I don't know. A lot of people have been yelling about Wizards coverage, and Wizards seems to be on their little trek of trying to find out ways to...
Yeah, Wizards is trying. They're not moving as fast as people want them to, which is a good thing and a bad thing.
But it is nice that they're finally actually trying to figure out what they need to do.
Yeah.
But, again, it's Wizards, so...
Wizards, it's always step forward, step back. No matter what they do, it's always 2 steps forward, 1 step back.
And when they make a step in the wrong direction, that step will not be fixed for another year.
Yeah.
Yeah, when hearing about the top eights being the way they were, I was just like, no, that's not right.
I mean, for the people who go undefeated on day one, they're in heaven.
Oh, yeah.
Because that gives them time to go have a food, relax, before they actually have to play.
Yeah, which is a little bit nicer.
I mean, they're just trying to reward the people who have play it out and get the better record, which I understand.
But at the same time, with all these people playing it out, what if we get double miracles playing against each other?
I mean, that's fine.
But I know those miracle players will not like the way that they have to finish it out.
I mean, it just causes people earlier in the tournament to realize that, hey, you know, I'm going to run out of time and get a draw in this bracket, or in this game, or in this round. Yeah, I better scoop it up and go to the next game.
Yeah. Making people more consistent on trying to figure out where their position is as mm-hmm. standing.
Well, it'll make people more aware of what the hell is going on. And that they need to be more aware of their chosen the path they're going down.
No, it kind of gets unfortunate with Painter. It's like, I know sometimes when I get Lance Grid, I know I'm screwed, but sometimes one draw can make or break the game.
Well, yeah, because you don't have any cantrips to find what you need.
That's why I want Smuggler's Counter.
No! So bad!
From playtesting, I haven't had too many issues. I've actually seen better results by having it in my deck. I mean, yes, I'm playing against Bugging the Ice, so it's not too big of a difference, but... I don't know. What do you think the meta for SCG Legacy will be?
Personally, I want to see lots of Delver decks.
Well, that's understandable of what you want to see. But what do you think you're going to see? I mean, obviously Delver's going to show up.
Yeah, it'll be a couple of Delvers, but I don't think it'll be as much. I think there's going to be a lot of... Well, I'm guessing there'll be at least two big red decks from Mr. Jeff Behuglin and the other guy who I played last time.
Which I don't mind big red.
I mean, it just smashes you. It's quicker than you, by far. Because
really?
It has turn one Chalice.
Oh, okay, well that's going to hurt.
Then, I'm sure there will be a miracle or two.
I mean, it's going to be probably about 15% of the format.
I don't think it will be that many people. Why did I do it left?
I don't know.
Oh, well.
I'll sit there watching me go turn. Like, why did you do it?
I have no idea what I'm doing.
Car wash!
No, they're closed by now. They're only open until 6, I think. Oh my god,
they fixed it!
Oh, that's nice.
I give that one a 9 out of 10.
That used to be a bad railroad crossing. And they repaved it, which is so nice, instead of having to go... Many times I thought I was going to rattle a filling out of my teeth. Are they open?
I don't know. It doesn't look like it.
I think
like
so.
It.
Yeah, the lights are on. Don't worry about it. Alicia's taking us to Milwaukee tomorrow for the zoo.
Okay.
Not a big deal. I'm going to be up to Jeremy's by about 7:45. Because I'm not going to drive up tomorrow. Jeremy ends up going up on Sunday, I might just ride with him, too.
Well, I'm not on pitch with...
Yeah, no, I told Jeremy that you might be coming with Saturday and Sunday. He's like, okay, I'll just have to make room in the back.
Yeah, no issue. But, no, because of course I'm going to play Painter because I can't get cities in time.
No, that's kind of why I want to go up tomorrow and see if I can pick up cities in the final sneak attack, so I can always play Sneak and Show.
Yeah, but then again, the Death and Tax is going to really ruin you.
I know, I don't care. I just want to play a fun deck.
It would definitely give you a lot quicker games and more time to walk around.
Mm-hmm.
I just hope I don't get the mud matchup again.
No.
God, that sucked.
Against, Josh, I think his name was?
I don't really remember his name, but yeah, it was...
Pay 11 for a spell.
Yeah, pay 11. Gets kind of the Force of Will. That's turn.
What? Mud doesn't play Force of Will.
Not Force of Will, Chalice.
Oh, yeah.
Pay 11 for a spell. Gets kind of a Chalice. Cool. That's turn.
What, were you hiding behind a bridge or
I was hiding behind a bridge at 3 life.
And he had 4 thorn...
No, he didn't have... He had, yeah, 4 thorn, 2...
Lodestones,
and...
Trinisphere.
No, well, Trinisphere isn't going to make the cost go way up.
It's
Attacks effect plus Trinisphere makes you pay the 3 mana before the Trinisphere hits you.
Oh, okay.
The question when casting a spell into Trinisphere is, did I pay 3 mana, not does it cast 3 mana?
Cost 3 mana.
Yeah. That's the big factor in that one. But, no, and then I have the double bridge right now. But I only want to run 2 Smuggler's Comfort. I want to try it out. Like, right now I have Faithless in there. And Faithless I do use once, and I get 0 value out of it. And especially when I can trade to a Delver, usually I'm fine with that. Because Delvers...
You shouldn't care about Delvers. You have Red Elemental Blast to destroy them.
Yeah, they also have Force Wills. So if I have Red Blast and Smuggler's Copter, plus drawing a card, I think I can handle it.
Is it Smuggler's Copter discard if you do draw a card, or is it draw
Yeah,
card
it's draw, you... then discard.
Okay, draw. So it is looting.
Yeah, it is a loot. It's a loot on both attack and block.
Okay.
It also blocks small Goyfs, and will block Athalia quite easily.
Which one, the new or the old?
What's the front on the?
The new one's a 3/2 first, right?
The new one is a 3/2, but at the same time, I'm not too worried about a new one coming out.
I mean, it just
field.
Causes your creatures and land non-basic.
Yeah, it doesn't really hurt me. The new one doesn't hurt Painter as bad. It's the old one that hurts Painter a little bit.
The tax one?
Yeah. I mean, yes, I usually do a turn one chalices, not Tez. I do turn one grindstone, so then the tax effect from Thalia doesn't hit grindstone, it'll hit Painter, and which Painter's a creature.
Yeah.
But at the same time, when I only run so many creatures,
true.
I don't really like the tax effects from Thalia. Blocks of fifth flicker wisps. And then again, can rush on the race due to the fact that...
It's a 3/3.
It is a 3/3. And again, as people are finding, the card value from a Smuggler's Copter is really strong.
I'm just not a fan of Smuggler's Copter.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of its price.
Is it at like 20 now?
Well, unless it went down from Pro Tour since it didn't see too much top 8.
I mean, it was still...
I mean, it was still seen and played in a lot of decks.
Yeah, it was like a 2 of in most of the top 8 decks.
Well, we are over the Pro Tour price rush. Where
yeah.
Everyone's buying it as a buyout.
Well, everyone's specking on stuff.
So now that rush is over. Because I know, like, Extreme had theirs at 19 when it was actually worth, like, 17. So they were holding on to theirs.
Well, no. I mean, Shannon's not dumb. She knows good cards.
Yeah.
And Dean and them tell her, hey, watch this. Like, last Friday, I told Mark store Smuggler's Copters were too low.
Yeah.
They had them at, like, 15. I'm like, you're going to want to raise them up to 2022.
Yeah.
Just so that way somebody doesn't steal them from you for the most part.
Because, yeah, those things got a good buyout price.
The problem is when Mark just doesn't keep up on prices.
Wait, Mark at LG?
Yeah.
Like, you didn't even tell them. God, you suck.
Well, it's because he asked me what was coming up with the Pro Tour, and I said, I think Smuggler Copter... gonna go up, but yes. I did have him drop his price on Torrential Gearhulks.
Oh, okay.
So they got bought out on those on Saturday.
Yes! What?
Well, no, it wasn't. It was Jake who was working Friday.
Oh, okay.
Because he's going up to play Modern too, and he asked me, he's like, you got any of these cards, bro? I'm like, maybe?
I know that someone had designed this, like, Third of Reach style deck with using Torrential Gearhulks to mark Modern.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's...
That seems really disgusting.
Yep. Yep, they, it sounded like a very fast deck. I'm just like, so all these cards, and I'm just kind of like thinking of the deck I made up, and in my head I'm like, well, most of the stuff sticks in his hand, except for the fact he's got Torrential Gearhulks.
But instead of playing Torrential Gearhulk, I'd rather just play Gristlebrand.
That's a fair point.
Because Gristlebrand eats Torrential Gearhulks and draws you 14 cards.
That's a fair point. I don't know. Again, it was a brew of, like, new cards and how they could look in modern, so maybe actual official one is...
Until they have something that's better than Gristlebrand, even if it's, like, a 1-1 for one, that it's one pay one life, draw one card.
Yeah.
Gristlebrand is the go-to cheat out right now, other than Emrakul. But Gristlebrand finds you the Emrakuls.
Yeah, but Wizards knows from the printout of Gristlebrand, being able to just pay a life for your drawing abilities.
Well, see, that's what a lot of people don't understand, is in Legacy, Yeggamoth Bargain is still banned.
And what does that one do?
It's 2 black, 4 colorless for a black enchantment that's skip your draw step, pay one life, draw one card. There's a big difference, because people keep saying, well, Gristlebrand's legal, why isn't Yeggamoth Bargain? Because there's a big difference. Gristlebrand's only good if you have 8 life or more. Yeggamoth Bargain is only bad if you have 1 life.
So yeah, being the fact that you can only tax for the 1 life, you can go a lot lower.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
You're able to draw 19 instead of 14.
Pox would be in heaven being able to go turn 1, Dark Ritual, Duress, take your counterspell, Yeggamoth Bargain, say go.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, look at this. At the end of your turn, I'll draw 4 cards, fill my hand back up. Same thing with Necro. That's why Necro's bad, because being able to do 1 life for a card, absolutely every deck you want to play it.
I don't know. And that's again why they made, like, what is it, Pot of Greed or whatever it was? No. There was one in the commander set that you pay 2 life and a mana to draw 1.
Well, there's the enchantment called Greed.
That's the one.
But that's a 4-drop enchantment, and you have to pay life and black mana, which is bad.
Yeah, that is bad.
But, because I remember when Necropotence out of Ice Age was in Standard.
Mm-hmm.
Either, once again, you either played Necro decks, played a Necro deck, or a deck to beat Necro.
Yep.
Because the card advantage was just there. And then they banned it when it got to Extended and Legacy and all, and Vintage, Type 1, Type 1.5.
Yeah.
And then in Urza Block, they printed Yeggamoth Bargain, or in Urza's Destiny, they printed Yeggamoth Bargain, and oh, look at this. It was its own deck.
Yeah.
For the next 2 years.
Yeah, the ability to use your life resource as a draw power.
And in the same block, they had Scourge Familiar. You know what that one is?
Not really.
1 black, 4 colorless for a 3-2 flyer. Doesn't sound that good. You may discard a card from your hand to add 1 black mana to your mana pool.
Oh, okay, now I can see where this is, goes with that.
Yeah, it's, we'll draw 6. Oh, look at this, there's a card out of Urza's Destiny 2 called Soul Feast. 3 black, 3 colorless for a sorcery. Target opponent loses 4 life, you gain 4 life.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, then they also have Yeggamoth's Will in the format. It's Pass in Flames, but every card.
Mm.
Oh, look at this. Lotus Petals are in the format.
Oh, God. Yeah, now I can see why this is busted.
Dark Ritual was in the format.
Yeah, I can see now why this is busted.
I mean, I played Bargain, then I built Saber Bargain. And in Saber Bargain, I had 3 turn 1 kills on the play.
Hmm.
Oh, sorry, on the draw.
Is this why it was called Combo Winter for the longest of time?
Yes. 98-99 was Combo Standard. But to tell you how powerful some of the other cards were, there was a Mono Green Stompy deck.
Okay.
That could hang.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Because it was like turn 1, Pouncing Jaguar. So 1-1 for a 2-2 that with Echo.
Okay.
You have to pay its mana cost the second turn. Then second turn it was like Forest, Rancor, Swing 4.
Mm.
Next turn it was Albino Troll, which is a 3-3 for 2 with Echo that can regenerate.
So it was just strong enough to hold.
Yeah, I mean, you literally just went 1-drop, 1-drop, 2-drop, 3-drop, 3-drop, 1-drop, 1-drop.
Yeah, you run up the line until finally you're there.
You were the hyperest aggressive deck I had ever seen some being able to do, especially with Gaea's Cradle being able to power up.
Yeah.
And then there was the standard blue-white control deck, which was also a combo deck.
Yeah.
Replenish deck.
Okay.
Return all enchantments from your graveyard.
Oh, yep, yep, you told me about this one.
And Opalescence, which turns all enchantments into creatures.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. But all you do is creature board wipes and stuff the pit. You only get stuff into your graveyard in a blue-white deck, and finally you went, ugh, kill you next turn.
Yeah, it's, again, now we're switching to this. What do you think the meta's like looking right now?
For Legacy?
For Standard.
Oh, for Standard? Well, Blue-Black Control's here to stay, guaranteed through the next set.
Yeah.
Until the next set. Red-White Vehicles is going to be the aggro deck of choice.
Mm-hmm.
I think green is pretty much all but dead.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not seeing green really show up too highly.
No, Wizards is, I don't know what it is. They've been kind of ignoring green for constructed purposes, but in limited, green's pretty strong from what I've read.
Yeah. Well, because you get so many easy big dudes.
Yeah.
It's so easy just to have a big dude.
But there's not much ramp anymore out of green.
Yeah, that's right.
So people aren't even splashing it.
I know, like, the Catacomb Sifter and Emerge-style decks. And
yeah, I mean, there is the Team Merge decks.
But they're mainly using their other colors.
Yeah, I just don't see green being a main deck color. It's, oh, you know what? It makes the deck a little bit better. Yeah, I guess I'll play it.
Yeah, I think, yeah. This is what I'm thinking about, too, after hearing about all the decks from Pro Tour, is that it's mainly splashing green. Still haven't decided if I want to get more food or just leave Jersey Mike's as my main
so
food
like
for today.
4 or 5 hours, you're going to be like, I'm hungry.
Yeah, I mean, I can always just run down and get food before then. But unfortunately, it would be a double sub day if I did that. So, I don't know.
Well, we are pulling into a parking spot at Extreme Games in Lyndhurst, Illinois. You should check it out.
Yeah, that's kind of our store of choice.
It's our preferred store.
So, no. See y'all.
Yeah, have a good one.
Rushes out, and I don't think,
well,
like,
it's
in
hyper aggro.
I mean, when you're just gonna bust down into a aggro matchup, like, it has probably the best matchup versus aggro since it's got such big ass butts on all its creatures.
Well, it's three around. That's why, like, against red decks, I'm pretty well screwed because of Anger of the Gods.
Fair point.
That just wipes my board, and it also gets exiled some. So I can't eat them with ooze, I can't get voice tokens. That's one reason I don't like playing the deck. I almost guarantee I'm gonna go against.
I mean, Anger is gonna be a sideboard card.
Yeah,
the
well,
two of.
But like, I guarantee first round if I play, I'm gonna go up against like Blue Moon and just be like, oh, I'm screwed.
What the fuck is Blue Moon?
It's a blue red deck that runs main deck Blood Moon and like Teferi. It's a blue-red control.
Okay.
For the most part. It has Master of the Waves as kind of a wincon-ish.
Okay.
And it just gets Devotion and kills you with Master of the Waves and Elemental Tokens.
Yeah, that's gonna hurt.
And they run Anger of the Gods, I think, as a one of in the main and two of in the board, usually.
Yeah, good.
So it's like, well, there's three board sweepers against me.
No, and the reason why Walker was able to get me to change my mind and my deck is he actually sat there and gave me other options rather than just going, no, don't play that.
Well,
that's kind of how you got me to do it.
I have tried to tell you better cards and you don't listen. And I'm not as consistent as Walker.
Yeah.
Oh shit, I need my Aaron Mazes.
Oh, that's right. I don't really want to reach back right now.
No, before you leave though.
Yes. Aaron Mazes is making some.
Then against Tony, we played a best of three. He got me game one because he went infinite. Well, we played a couple of free ones and I got him every game. Then it's like, alright, we'll do a best of three. And if I had top decked a mountain, I would have killed him.
Mm.
Because I had Boros Charm, Angor, Clan Rampager in hand.
Mm-hmm.
And he was at 6 life and I attacked with 3 guys with 2 blockers. One of them being a Kitchen Sinks. So I was like, damn it, when I didn't top deck the mountain. And he goes, oh look, Viscera Seer, infinite life, infinite scry.
Ugh.
Yep, game 2. Go to game 2 and opening hand was Loam Lion, Curd Ape, Grafdigger's Cage, Pithing Needle, and 3 lands. It's like, alright, snap key. He goes turn 1, Noble Hierarch. I go turn 1, Ape, turn 2, Birds. I'm like, shit, he's setting up for a turn 4 company. Alright, turn 2, slap down the cage, slap down the Loam Lion, Curd Ape, the other one that I didn't play, and he goes, god dang it. I'm like, what? He goes, I was going to turn 4 Coco. I'm like, yeah, I figured. Or turn 3 Coco. I'm like, yeah, not anymore.
Why does Grafdigger's Cage stop Coco?
Creatures can't enter the battlefield from a library.
Oh.
When you are looking at the cards off the top of your library, they're still technically in the library zone.
Ooh. Oh,
also,
yeah.
And it also stops Kitchen Finks from coming from the graveyard to the battlefield.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whew.
So it was really good against him, and then he only had,
I didn't realize, Tony only had 1 Abrupt Decay in his 75.
Yuck.
Like, 2, possibly 3. So we ended up looking at his board, and I told him, walk around tomorrow before the event and see if there's enough burn to justify having that 1/4 that can redirect damage.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't see enough burn, cut it for another Abrupt Decay. Oh, that sounds like a good idea. I'm like, yeah.
I mean, even then, the redirect of damage is only going to hit once?
Well, no, because it's, you can redirect damage by tapping it, and then you can pay white-red to prevent the next one damage, or white-colorless to prevent the next one damage that would be dealt to it.
Yeah, we only stop one. Well, he has one spell when they can cast maybe 2 to 3 on burn.
No. Burn usually casts 1, maybe 2 spells a turn to win. In
really?
Modern. Yeah.
Wow, that's so boring.
I mean, they don't have Price of Progress.
Still, that's really boring. It's not as quick anymore.
Well, obviously, Max. And usually they're also splashing red and or green and white for a Tarkus Command and Boros Charm.
Yeah, to go from standard to Legacy and now trying to go back to Modern.
It feels like a real handicap.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, it's a real handicap.
Like, the speed, the cards you're going to see, and the speed is all different. I like that my deck can actually be somewhat viable in this format. Because
it's
not all...
just a grindy deck that doesn't play blue.
Yeah. Well, it's also like, it can't be done in Legacy because there's enough combo decks that... It's just, you're going to need to be able to do best of both worlds, which is combo and control.
Mm-hmm.
And not just control the field, but also control hands, and... Ugh. I haven't looked up that black-white Death of Texas list yet.
Dead Guy Ale? Are you talking for Modern, Legacy?
Legacy.
Yeah, Dead Guy Ale.
Really? Wasn't there like a D&T black-white that was actually D&T, not Dead Guy Ale?
Yeah, most of, I mean, not really, there's no black-white Death and Taxes, it's a Dead Guy Ale. It's black-white, splashing green for death rates, and that's it.
Mm.
There is, like, red-white Death and Taxes now?
Yeah, I mean, red-white Death and Taxes is a...
They're just splashing for Magus?
Yeah. Well, another thing I was going to bring up with this new, with this SG come up, do you think a Lauren's going to be seen?
In the Legacy?
Yeah.
I don't.
Because, like, people have been on a big hoopla since that recruiter came out.
The light recruiter. I don't see it. I mean, the problem with a Lauren is you put everything on a Lauren. If they don't resolve a Lauren, they can't win.
Well, yeah, and then I was looking at it, it was like, it's Painter, and they're like, because the guy that did a deck tech guy was sitting there going, yeah, Painter matchup is also really tricky because they can just go Imperial, Painter, and then they win.
Yeah.
I don't have Imperials in my deck, unfortunately. So that's kind of unfortunate.
Buy some.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'll go find my $200, go get Imperials.
You mean like $1,000 for Imperials?
Yeah, oh, holy crap.
I mean, they're sitting at about, like, 245 right now.
Oh, I don't need a playset. I only need, like, one or two.
Yeah, you need a playset if you're going to do it right. You know, you could always go talk to Jason about borrowing his.
That would be fine. Hey, Jason, can I borrow your Imperial Recruiters for an SCG?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Fucking, he would not get them back in the same fucking condition which he got them.
Yeah, he wouldn't be dumb enough to... I mean, I guarantee I could even go in there asking him, and he would just laugh me out of the store.
Can you borrow your Imperials for an SCG?
Oh, you mean a place where things get stolen?
Yeah, one of those places.
Not even bring up the fact that Max will be shuffling them. For some reason, in my shuffle, that doesn't realign the... Well, like, you go one way and then you go the other way. So you go up and then you go back down. And the two different spots, they disalign. That's why I got the weird curve in the corners.
Yeah, I know. Trust me. You still have about $100 in my cards doing that every time.
That's two Bloods, two Maces, and Magus.
Yeah. Well, the Maces are sitting at like 40 to 50 now. So, yeah, that's actually about 100.
But at the same time, doing this, fix it.
No, it doesn't, Max. You can still see exactly where your little fucking curve is.
Yeah, OB1 Maces, I know. I'll get you Maces when I buy my own. Basically, I'm going to buy Maces and they're going to go straight to you.
Yeah. And you get to keep the warped ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not even sure I'm going to play, but I'm at least going up to get my... at least be able to dump in. If I don't play, I'll be able to go first round of Avengers.
I mean, yeah, I'll probably text you and see what you're doing. If you're up there, and then I'll just maybe come up and pull you back down.
That works. So I'm planning on leaving my car at Jeremy's.
At a minimum, it does look... I do have to look at how much gas is in my car. But if my aunt fills it up, not too much of a worry.
Come go play games at LG.
Yeah, I'm not going to go play games at LG. I'll just stay home, sit on cockatrice, and play Painter.
I just love trolling you, Max.
I know. I don't even like care. That's the thing. I played League for so long. Trolls don't really get there. At least our listeners can't hear it.
I got nothing else to talk about.
Yeah. I still want to play Smuggler, Carpenter, and Painter. Just a left field. So many people.
Oh, it's so dumb.
So you go, turn one, Smuggler, Carpenter. Turn two, Painter. Cure the copter.
So dumb.
Who are you here with, Painter? Yeah. He usually just stands there anyways.
I mean, when one of them just gets abrupt decayed.
Well, yeah, and then it's one thing that's not abrupt decay.
Probably hits your Painter.
Yeah, and then I pull out a welder, and then on the 70 sickness time, he gets the copter, and then when he's not 70 sickness, he'll get the Painter back out with for the copter.
You use Goblin Welder to attack.
But he is just has so many sickness anyways.
You don't use copter.
And it also gives me a way to get around Chalice. Cause then I don't need welders. I just play copter and then... Whee! Painter.
You can't with a chalice out.
Painter's two.
No.
Painter's two and copter's two.
Oh my god. Yeah, or you could just attack with the painter. Oh wait, you don't attack in your deck. But! You want to attack with the deck? Go to Tez.
Okay, boss. I use tombs instead of cities.
Hmm?
I use tombs instead of cities. Or for Tez.
Instead of having five or six soul lands, you only have four?
I only run four right now.
What, two cities?
Two and two.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought it was three.
Yeah, two. It's only two and two. And I have three in painter right now. And all their on all my sideboard cards. Just transfer.
I thought you ran three cities, two tombs.
No. I lowered it, like, way down when we were trying to look for more mana sources and all that stuff. Then I play Mox Diamonds, so I'm not too worried about not having two mana on two or turn one.
So somebody plays, like, Nelrod, you're like, eh.
Yeah, I get hit by Nelrod pretty easily, which kind of sucks. That does kind of suck, but... And the only effective response that I have to that is Deck Faden.
And transmute.
Jack Fanny and transmute. Unfortunately, that requires double blue and a red source. Kind of hard to come by when you don't have artifacts.
Yeah.
But still can get around it. So yes, the deck does kind of die to Nelrod with the mana base right now. But, it's a very rare card to find.
No, it's pretty common.
Even when I play Painter, I don't see Nelrod played.
Well, the problem is people break, you're usually combo off before people can get it out.
It's only a 2-mana spell!
Weld it away.
Yeah, that's a good point. I usually have responses that are a lot easier. I don't know. What can I put in Tez to handle Nelrod?
See, that's the problem. Grixis has no...
Well, blue-black, yeah.
No, blue-black splashing red. Bounce. Wipe away. Echoing Truth.
Bounce it, do my shit. Send it back.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do that.
Unless you're gonna bring in like artifact hate with the red splash. The problem is most of your red production is from artifacts.
I mean, I can change up my mana base to allow two volcanics.
Might be a choice.
And have like a volcanic on the side to bring in.
Or even a basic mountain that can't get wastelanded.
Fair point. Well, that means I would have to find it, which is tricky.
Well, you're running four Scalding Tarns. The red blue fetch?
No. I'm running P deltas. But I could just play Tarns. Wow. Just play Tarns instead of P deltas.
I mean, you
play one, it costs less.
Play both. No, Tarns cost more than deltas right now.
Really?
They just announced that with the new rotation, like, there's no rotation happening until 2017.
Mm-hmm.
So that pretty much guarantees Battle for Zendikar is going to be in standard, so they are not going to be printing fetch lands.
Yeah.
So Amonkhet does more than likely does not have enemy fetches.
We might get our enemy Zen lands, though.
No, they would have put them in Battle for Zendikar or Oath of the Gatewatch. They'll be in a Masters set. They'll put those five, I think, in Modern Masters 3 at rare for the land cycle. I think we'll get Snapcaster as a blue mythic instead of Vanillion Click. Black mythic will be Liliana or Damnation. We might get Damnation at rare.
Yeah, but at the same time as Mara would put it, there's got to be a reason to put Damnation in, and that's if there's enough regenerate inside. That's the reason why they won't reprint it, is there's not enough regeneration.
Yeah, well, that whole line is bullcrap.
Yeah.
because they had the perfect product for it in From the Vault Annihilation, and they said no.
What I wonder is, what if they just started doing treasure packs? Where it's all the cards on a reprint list. Because they obviously have a list of all these cards on a reprint. All these cards on the reprint list, and make treasure packs of it. And make it even bigger treasure packs.
Oh,
and get all the old stuff like they did back in Zendikar or whatever, where they had the treasure cards.
Oh, you mean like what they're doing on MTGO is prize packs?
Yeah, make physical forms of those.
Because most of their prize packs, people have played for weekends at a time and not cracked one card over a dollar value.
Yeah, they can do that.
No. No, I don't want Wizards to get that greedy. The whole Masterworks printing is a bullshit. We're reprinting cards. No, you're not. You're appeasing collectors. Yes, I know they're a big part.
Yeah.
Problem is they put so much crap in Eternal Masters and Modern Masters too.
Everything they say and do
is hypocritical.
Is hypocritical to what they just said.
Well, to what their goals are. They put on this farce of, oh, we're trying to get to these cards. No, you're not.
No.
You are not trying to actively reprint these. You are saying you are to appease people who buy your product to get the cards. It's not there.
So, whatever Wizards is doing is whatever they're doing, and oddly enough, we keep playing it.
Well, no, I'm not playing with many new cards.
Fair point. I don't know. I mean, there's not a big hoopla to end Standard.
No, Standard is the number one play format. The problem is the cards that Wizards are printing are terrible in Eternal formats. Yes, there are a couple of Shiners that are come out. But for the most part, 90%, 95% of the cards in the new sets only see play in draft, because that's all that Wizards cares about. Because that's only time people are really cracking packs.
Mm-hmm. You're gonna get 6 hours.
Yeah. No, I'll have more than that.
Really? You think you're gonna get 7?
I'll get 7, 7 and a half. I got my alarm set for 7:30. It only takes me 10 minutes to get over to
here. That's right. And you don't shower in the morning. You shower at night.
Yeah.
No. Big difference.
I'll be able to go home, hop in the shower, soap up, and get right to sleep. Because I don't take hour showers like some people.
I mean, I just do, because it's just kind of like... thing. Shower only lasts for like 5 minutes. I can get ready in within 15. Shower and get ready within 15 minutes, but I just like to relax.
They repaved this.
Yeah, I just noticed that they repaved this area.
Wasn't like this last week, was it?
No. Don't actually know, actually, because we took the other way. We
went
take
down
12.
To 173?
Yeah. So we just take 12 all the way?
Gotcha. So 12 down to 173.
But then I reminded myself constantly that if I just went straight up, I can go straight over to Whitewater from Lindenhurst.
Straight up?
Yeah, it'll just straight over. Instead of going all the way down to Richmond, up to Lake Geneva, and then back up to Whitewater. Just cut through 11.
11?
Yeah.
You have me lost. You're saying cut 83 up to 11 into Burlington?
Yeah. 83 into Burlington, Burlington to 11 to Whitewater.
11 doesn't go to Whitewater.
Well, it goes to halfway.
It goes
to
Elkhorn.
Yeah. Well, there's actually a part that you turn on a different road. I forgot the name of the actual road.
I mean, you can cut on to 43, but that's on the north or southeast side?
Well, there's a part before you even get to touch Elkhorn that you can turn off and then go under 12.
11 goes underneath 12.
Sorry.
You're talking when you get by the school and you cut over to...
No, not even by the school. You're not even by the school yet. It's still way back further. I forgot the name of the road, though. Bowers Road?
Bowers Road cuts up to East Troy.
Yeah, and if you there's another road if you cut that. There's another road after that one.
I mean, you can take...
And it comes out right next to... It comes out right next to Abel's Corners.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a long way around, Max.
No, it isn't.
Yes,
that's
it
straight
is.
Up.
No, that is a long way. Because you're cutting 83 up into Burlington, which is kind of going around and coming back already. Like, seriously, your quickest way to get to Whitewater to drop Nick off?
Yeah.
Is... What the hell was that?
That looked like a jackrabbit.
Like a kangaroo to me.
Well, it was on four legs, and guess what a jackrabbit looks like?
It was hopping. Could have been a raccoon or something scared. But, like, from Lindenhurst to Whitewater, I honestly think it's, like, just cutting over to 12.
Really?
Yeah.
Just ride 12 all the way?
Yeah.
I just see this U.
U?
I just see a U. But then I'm not including all the turns that are in 12. I'll just look it up on Google Maps one of these times to see if this actually is fast if we go the other way.
Yeah, and just type in the addresses and hit shortest distance between.
Well, it's not going to show me shortest distance. It's going to show me considerably fastest.
Yeah.
Due to speed limit signs. Not the fastest route.
So, okay. I don't know if you want to talk about this on the cast.
What?
How did you get so deep with the guy?
Oh, it was strictly what it was. It was picking up bar tabs and all that.
Oh my god, I just gotta stop going out.
And a little bit of the club, but yeah, that was about it.
Oh my god, you're 3 figures deep.
Yeah.
Wow. Thanks for turning off your lights now.
Then I also kind of like floated a little bit for a little bit, and that adds on lunch every week.
You gotta start packing lunches, dude, to save money.
No, it's as in to have him loan me money to pay for my, before I get my paycheck.
And you just haven't paid him
back. I have to get him lunch every once in a while. Which is Jersey Mike's, so.
Oh, that ain't cheap.
It's only like $30.
For two people?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's expensive, dude.
Our, also really good subs.
Yeah, it's really good subs, but you know what? That could be your food for a week if you went shopping.
Oh, no, I know that. Or it could be my normal, I just only get sodas at work, and then when I get home, it's basically just a meat food and then go to bed. I wonder if it's something like a rock or something is up and getting caught by the wind by the washers.
Could have been a leaf.
Yeah, that's probably just a leaf.
Yeah.
I mean, the rattle went away.
Yeah. Thank God.
It's back.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Something loose.
Might be a leaf. I don't know, the magic news. What did we go in before we get into the reprint rant?
Hmm?
What were we talking about before the reprint rant? Cards that go in Tez or whatever. Oh, that's right, yeah, we were talking about what fetches could be going in.
I mean, it really depends on how much red you want to play. Like, as I say, you gotta look at lists online to get an idea of, because I know some of them run DAC main.
Yeah, and I don't particularly want to do that until the meta says to do it.
Well, the problem is anything that wants you to run DAC in the main, there's never going to be a meta to obviously have them in the main because of Death and Taxes.
Yeah. So, having DAC in the main just gives me a draw powers, which I don't really need after having Tezzes and Jaces.
True. I did end up trading a Tez away.
No worries, I already have all the Tezzes I need.
Okay. No, I have a fourth if you want or whatever.
Yeah. Because I'm only going to run the three. Even though you keep on telling me it's the negative zig of the deck. No. Only three of them. Because really, in all technicalities, it could just be a blue-black deck.
I mean,
it just happens to play Tez.
The only reason they started playing Tez was because it's like, well, he deals with other artifacts.
Blue-black Dimir. Just mess with people.
Well, first time I named my Legacy deck when I went to SCG, it was Graveyard Shenanigans. Even though we put it up on the website, it was corrected to Reanimator.
Yeah. I still want to play around with Dark Painter so much. Because it's just fun. That's all it is. Yeah, it is. You should totally play it.
No, because it's... Do you have a Force Will? No? Okay, I win.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Not at all.
You're just trying to power out your combo quicker. That's all it is.
Not always. It also has backups to it. Like, so if your combo doesn't go off on turn one, you can back it up on turn two. And go for it again. It's a combo deck that doesn't die by activating its combo and getting screwed. I just think it's a lot of fun. Especially when you... Even when facing death and taxes, you can still win.
Well, yeah, because you're just going off so quick. Belcher does the same thing.
But it's not the fact of the rush. Like, I mean, it was
Tendrils does the same thing.
Turn 5 before I even beat Death Attackers. And I think it was only at, like, 5 life.
And I guarantee the Death Attackers player did not have an optimal hand.
Still to go turn 1, being able to entomb reanimate Thalia, play a painter. Not Thalia. Entomb reanimate an Iona. And I play a painter?
I mean, just play blue-black reanimator and you have Daze and Forcible backup.
Yeah.
Same thing. More consistent.
Bush is like pure lockout. Just go, alright, done.
Yeah, so is blue-black reanimator.
It doesn't lock someone out. It dies. It's the decks that can have artifact to have graveyard hate. Which are most decks before it. Unless you want to lose a dredge.
I mean, you have show and tells to get around that too. You can always go turn one show and tell.
But then it gives the option of my opponents to be able to do that.
You're putting in bigger stuff 9 times out of 10.
It only plays one Iona and one Gristlebrand.
Why?
Oh, sorry, for blue-black.
Hmm?
Blue-black reanimator plays more than just Iona's and Gristlebrands.
It plays usually 3 to 4 of Gristlebrands. They've even started cutting Iona down to board, which I don't know why. But Tidesbout Tyrants,
I mean, Tidesbout Tyrants is just strong, so...
Elishnorn. Sometimes Grave Titan. Okay. Blue Black Reanimator is just more consistent, I guarantee you. And can actually back itself up.
But you also win with the combat stuff.
First world problems.
No! Gotta win with the combat stuff! No!
So mad at this.
At least Dark Painter works better than Ashtray.
Than what?
Ashtray.
What the hell is Ashtray?
A Goblin Welder deck that plays Metalworkers, with Scuttling Doom Engine, and Wormcoil Engine.
Oh, so you're just playing Mud Red. There was
plus a... Plus Black for Reanimates and Entombs.
Oh my god, you're trying to do too much, man. Stop talking about those decks with me. I'm getting sick of it. You're just trying to say, one deck do all. It doesn't work.
Well, the deck is to actually reanimate Warm Coil and Skirts.
Scuttling Dimension and just swap with Painter. Yeah,
no. And then you just do Painter's. I mean, not Painter, with Welder Craft to. Because then you go in without a combat step, too. Double Scrappy.
So bad. Might work on Cockatrice, will not work when you're putting all your eggs in a basket in a 1-1.
Well, then it also beats stick with the Worm Coils. It has swords in the deck.
Don't get the point. You can't do everything with a deck.
Weird, grindy deck.
It seems horrible that if you can't get a welder or untap with a welder, you lose.
Well, you can also untap with Metalworkers. Because you have Metalworker on the deck as well.
So, you're playing a 1-2 in a format with heavy removal.
Yeah.
And a 1-1.
Yep. And then there's also hard casting the 6 drops.
With what? Cloud Post?
No, just naturally. It's not fast, but with all the stuff I'm doing in the fast parts of the game, they're usually just answering, and then turn 6, I go, alright, big dude. Big dude. Oh. If not matched up against the deck fast enough to
keep up. You're playing on Cockatrice. So you're playing with sub-good players.
Oh, and also with all the removal spells, beyond swords, I have reanimates. Reanimate welders. 1 life.
2 life. Welders are 2 CMC.
Welders are 1.
Oh, Goblin, I'm sorry, I keep thinking metal.
Metalworkers are 3.
Yeah, that's.
But at the same time, conversion to a 6 drop or a 10 drop or an 8 drop.
What 10 drop?
Well, an 8 drop for Gristlebrand. That's not really 10 drops. So reanimate's not being used to its full extent, it's just being used for getting a good orc.
Where you get these ideas from, but I guarantee you would not make it through a 5-round tournament with more than 2 wins.
Can I borrow some cards? I will go to SCG with either Astra or Dark Painter.
No, I will not admit to knowing you.
Huh. You won your match? Yeah, because he doesn't know what the hell I was doing.
Yeah,
really?
You might win your first round and then every round you're going to play, other round you're going to play against somebody who knows what they're doing and just says, screw you.
May or may not happen. Also, deck does not die, those both decks do not die to Blood Moon. Because they're Welder based. Now, Chalice, Ashtray will survive, Dark Pain will not. But Pain already has its own downsides with against Chalice.
Well, yeah, because everything in the deck is pretty much a 1-drop.
Well, yeah, with Painter, the only answer that I have for an unboarded game is a Painter on 1 with a Shimmy and Red Blast backup.
Simeon, there's no H in their name.
Sorry, Simeon with Red Blast backup or a Welder. On turn 1.
Yeah.
And that requires me to have the play.
And them to have another artifact in their graveyard.
Yeah. Well, I can just put down a welder and wait till they screw up with something.
I mean, they have to have another artifact in their graveyard to get that.
Yeah, but all the decks that play Chalice have other artifacts, which will hit the grave at some point. And as well, I can cast Grindstone and then swap. That's how I get around. Either way.